Hello and welcome to episode one of the Win the Morning podcast with River Skinner. My overarching idea of this podcast is to create a 5 to 10 minute episode where I take what I'm learning from books, from what I'm reading, from what I'm listening to in other podcasts, what I'm going through in life, and help add value to you guys' life so that you guys can progress and you guys can help others progress along their journey. One thing that I'm really big into is self-development and making myself the best version or best River Skinner that I can possibly be. And so I've learned a few things on my self-development journey over the past 7 years or so. And so I want to share these nuggets with you guys to hopefully so that you guys can take them and make it so your life is better. What I want to talk about today is the concept of winning the morning. You know, for me, one thing that I've really found is it's difficult to me to feel powerful. It's difficult for me to feel confident if I'm not investing into myself every single day. And so what I do is I break down life into four different areas: body, which is our physical health; being, which is spirituality; balance, which is our relationships; and then business, which is our finances. And I want to have a win in all four areas of my life before I go out and actually start working. And so what that looks like is as soon as I wake up, it's go to the gym and make sure that my health is correct. Make sure that I'm doing something for my health to make it so my body is progressing and I'm becoming stronger, more flexible, faster, and just overall health is better. And so you can do that in multiple different areas. The ways that I like to do it is plyometric workouts, running, and then I like to go lift and go to the gym. Another thing, as far as for spirituality, I meditate every day. I've been doing an ice bath every day, and I spend time just writing in a gratitude journal, writing the things that I'm grateful for. Not until I hit a certain amount of things that I've written down, but until I feel a state of gratitude inside of my heart. And so that's what I do for spirituality. The third thing I do for my relationship is I write in a notebook that I have, my fiance has. I write something that I love about her and what's going on in our relationship for that day. And every day I write down what's going on and what I love and appreciate about her. And the fourth thing is for business is I read a self-development book, at least 10 pages, and then I plan my day. I look at my day and say, okay, what do I need to accomplish? What are my goals? What appointments do I have? What do I need to do? What do I need to make sure that I am, you know, what time do I need to leave at? What time do I need to get there? How do I want to act? And what's my intention? And so I do all those things prior to me leaving and going to work or going to do anything. And it sets me up so that I feel powerful and that I feel confident in myself because I've invested in all four areas of my life, filling up my cup. So that way I can go and invest in others and help others make their lives better. And so it's really important to be consistent with this. And you'll notice that once you start doing it, you'll actually become addicted to the idea of winning the morning. And so those are some things. And what I've done is I've kind of navigated and figured out different habits, and they change often to keep it fresh and to keep it new. But that's a general idea of what I do in order to win the morning. And so find a way for you to win the morning and start implementing that. And you'll notice that as you're filling up your cup, you'll feel better every single day. If you're waking up late and if you're dragging ass and you're not getting after it in the morning and you're not making yourself a priority, your health a priority, or your relationship a priority, you'll notice that your life starts to go downhill slowly but surely. But winning the morning, doing those little things, slowly but surely your life gets better and better and better. And so just invest the 1 to 2 hours a day into you to make sure that you're winning. And so that's my topic for today. We're going to be talking more about this as we go through the podcast. If you got some value out of this, please share this to two of your friends and leave a review. It's greatly appreciated. I appreciate you guys. You guys are amazing. Be positive and confident in all that you do, and we'll chat with you tomorrow.